Welcome to Our Weekly Standards, a podcast of Heritage Presbyterian Church in New Braunfels, Texas. This podcast is designed to aid your study and memorization of the Reformed Catechisms and Confessions, and deepen your knowledge, build your faith, and increase your zeal in your walk with God. Our Catechism Question of the Week is from Westminster Shorter Catechism, Question and Answer number 22. How did Christ, being the Son of God, become man? Answer: Christ, the Son of God, became man by taking to himself a true body and a reasonable soul, being conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and born of her, yet without sin. Our Bible memorization verse of the week comes from Philippians 2, verses 5 through 7. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. We find the truth of this catechism answer elsewhere in Scripture in the following verses. Hebrews 2, verses 14 through 17. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For indeed he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Luke 1, verses 26 through 35. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Hebrews 4, verse 15. "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." Hebrews 7, verse 26. "For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens." 1 John 3, verse 5. "And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin." Well, amen. Praise God for these very truths from his word. Join me again next time as we continue our weekly standards. Have a great day.